Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Dad.
You're down early this morning.
Yep, I got a lot to do.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, Dad, I've been putting in
I know, a 3-hour working day.
Look, it isn't my fault if there aren't any full-time jobs. I've babysat, I've walked dogs.
Oh, since when do we need dogs walked in Bellhaven?
Mrs. Clement has 3 toy schnauzers that she thinks are gold-plated like the rest of her house. If they don't get walked, they bite. And I've worked for 2 weeks at the Five and Dime.
Well, I suppose it adds up to a form of education.
Dad.
Okay.
Eggs over easy or sunny side up?
As they come, honey.
Well, with my cooking, it's sort of half and half.
Where's your mother?
She's gone to the supermarket.
At this hour?
Oh, Mom adores the big family Christmas, but she sure comes unstrung. Anyhow, listen, I've got a problem.
Oh, good. The day is normal.
Look, we've got 13 people for Christmas dinner. Aunt Isabel's the odd one.
Brother, don't let her hear that.
Well, listen, I thought maybe we could invite David, you know, just to fill things out.
Oh, good idea.
But Mom says no. He's not a part of the family, and it would be too pointed.
You've lost me.
Well, I mean, because Kate's got another man. I saw his silver Mercedes at the stoplight last night. Tony's mad about it.
How are the eggs doing?
Oh, you don't mind a little black around the edges, Dad.
I like my eggs carbonized. Now, a piece of toast and maybe some of that coffee.
Dad, you've got my mind off my subject. There. Man doesn't eat by bread alone.
In this house, he's lucky to get that.
So what do I tell Mom?
About what?
Haven't you been listening? About David.
Well, tell her he'd make a fine addition to dinner, but that he's too old for you.
You've got to be kidding. Oh, there's Mom now.
To the supermarket and back already.
Hi, everybody. Oh, good morning, dear.
Morning, darling. You got an early start.
I wanted to pick up my table decorations. I got marvelous holly and pine cones, folds and branches.
You love all this, don't you, Joy?
I love every bit of it. And having all my family at a big table on Christmas Day.
Well, you make the most of it, honey.
Oh, Nancy got your breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Very good, too. Curled eggs with black edges.
Oh, that's because Dad's such a fascinating talker. He takes your mind off things. Look, I'll be back later on to help you, Mom. Oh, and I might stop by and see Kate. Any messages?
Sure, love.
Okay, bye-bye. I almost did that this morning.
What?
Stopped off to see Kate.
Well, I thought you'd done that yesterday.
I had so many things to do that by the time I'd gotten over there, she'd gone out. Mrs. Jessup said, out for dinner, though it wasn't 5.
Hmm.
I just wonder if she was meeting that man somewhere.
What man?
You know what man. Heaven knows Nancy's been talking about him enough. Tony Cushing.
Oh.
I just wondered if he was around.
Well, maybe he was.
Jim, do you say it that way because you think I'm stupid or because you don't care?
I do care.
But
if Kate wants to see him...
But, Jim, he is married, and I do care if Kate is seeing him.
Joy, you can't stop the world and get off. These things happen.
What things? Are you telling me Kate is having an affair?
No. But if you want to know Kate's business, you'd better ask her.
I can't ask her a question like that, even if she is my own sister.
Then don't worry about it.
I don't think she's having an affair either. We weren't brought up that way. But I do worry. Kate could ruin her life.
Well, considering what it's been so far...
That's just it. She's had about all she can take. Oh, if she'd settle down with a sensible man who could take care of her...
Like you do?
You are not a sensible man, Jim. You're the best doctor and the best husband in the world. But you're not sensible, or I wouldn't have to explain obvious things to you.
I'll settle for that. Oh, by the way, I hear that we're inviting David for Christmas.
I haven't made up my mind.
Well, Nancy has.
I'm not sure Kate would enjoy it under the circumstances.
Nancy would.
Well, I can invite one of her young friends.
I'd try that on first.
You mean... You mean Nancy wants David here for herself? Oh, but he's nearly twice her age. She'd bore him to death.
I hope so. Bye, honey. I'll be home early. Deck the halls.
Jim?
Dreadful. No, I'm coming into the city. I can catch the 11 o'clock. No, I'm glad you told me. I've been away, but I'll get right in. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Woo! Anybody home?
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, I guess you didn't hear me come in.
No, I was on the phone.
Your doorbell doesn't work again.
I know. Mrs. Jessup says it will be better in the spring.
How are you?
I'm great.
How are you? Oh, I knew you'd be glowing.
At this hour? Love, a meaningful relationship.
What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind. But I'm all for it.
For what?
Didn't I see Tony Cushing's silver Mercedes at the stoplight last night?
You might have.
Listen, don't let anybody bug you. I think he's an absolutely fabulous guy. So what else is new?
I have to catch the 10:30 train into the city.
What? I thought you were home for the week.
I'll be back.
Well, I should hope so. Of course, if it's Tony...
Nancy, will you get your mind off that one little track?
Do you always go around talking like this?
No.
Well, thank goodness for that. You do know that Tony's married.
Of course I know. So you wouldn't be seeing him unless it was an absolute harmony of the soul. Mad love.
Oh. Do you want to drag me to the station?
Sure. Wait, I do have a question. How do you keep a man interested these days? Unless you sleep with him. I guess I shouldn't have asked that, but that was my problem with Jeff. He wasn't married, but he wanted to romp right into the loft. I mean, how do you answer that?
Well, that's a pretty big question. Look, the only way I know is just to be yourself, because you're the one you're really going to have to live with, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Kate?
Yeah?
I kid around a lot, I guess, but, I really don't know. I mean, I could have gone for Jeff if he hadn't been so... that way.
So do you still go for Jeff?
Oh, that was last summer. He's too young for me now.
Of course. When I get back, I want to hear all about what you're doing with yourself.
Odd jobs and taking a typing course, so I'll have something to sell. I thought I might even try for a job on the Belhaven Dispatch.
Oh, I bet you'd make it. Does David know this?
No, and don't you dare tell him.
Uh-huh.
Train for the city. Arriving in 3 minutes.
Hello, Kate.
David, how nice. Are you going into town?
Not me. Not any more than I can help.
I know.
I understood you were here for the week.
Oh, I thought I was. Who told you?
Henry. He gives me the bulletins. You going to be here for Christmas?
Of course. I'll be back tomorrow. But I just talked to the office. June Lockwood, my best friend there, and I think I ought to go in.
Trouble?
No, just something a little sad. If I hadn't been out of town, I might have stopped it, but I didn't. So, now I'm going to do what I can. David, where are you going to spend Christmas?
Where I usually have it, with an old pal of mine from Vietnam and his wife and 3 children. She's Vietnamese. Lovely little thing.
You never told me about that.
That's right, I didn't. I'm Uncle David in red pants and a white beard, but I don't fool anybody.
How marvelous. Well, we'll miss you at Joy's.
Thanks, Kate.
David.
Yeah.
Listen, will you keep an eye on Nancy? I'm worried about her.
So am I.
Look, would you like to drop by on Christmas Eve? I'm getting some people together, and everybody adores you.
Well, that's right nice, ma'am.
Well, then you'll come.
Anytime. Except that night.
Oh.
I'll be on my way.
Well, it was good seeing you, David.
Same here, honey. Have a merry.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective. Faces of Love has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
Ladies, gentlemen, I am here, but are you there? Is there a single soul to hearken to these words? Cities, towns, villages, hamlets, all are in Christmas dress. Surely this author's erstwhile faithful listeners have deserted Vanity Fair for the shops. Hooded and fur-booted, ear-muffed and bundled, I see them rushing about in high good spirits to fill their baskets with presents and pastries, sweets and suckling pigs. Methinks I shall close my inkpot, lay down my quill, and myself venture forth into a Christmas world. On second thought, no. There are bound to be those at home, wrapping, tying, decorating, baking, who will lend an ear to the goings on in Park Lane. Come with me then to Becky Sharp. A sprig of holly tucked in her curls, talking to Rawdon, who arrived this morning on the pretext of calling upon his aunt, whilst, in truth, he has come to catch at least a glimpse of his Becky, in bad temper though he is.
Aunt Matilda sends for you to come upstairs, Beck.
Oh, what can she want? I long to talk to you.
What is the good of talk?
Oh, Rawdon, 'tis the season to be jolly. Have you forgot?
I find not to be jolly about.
Oh, dearest, why are you so gloomy?
You well know. I have just cause and will not talk of it.
If only you would try to understand.
Quite understand. You profess to love me.
Shh. Miss Briggs always is lurking about.
Profess to love me, but not sufficient to marry me.
Oh, what am I to do with you?
Keep me dangling, of course.
Do you fancy I like it?
Yes, or you would not.
Oh, you know that's not so. All I do is for our future to secure it.
What of the present? How is there to be a future when the present is not secure?
Oh, don't say that, don't.
Very well, won't. You'd best go upstairs to Aunt Matilda.
Why, we're quarreling. Our very first quarrel.
Auntie doesn't take kindly to waiting.
Oh, how can I go when you're like this?
She wants you to make all Christmas arrangements, decorations, Christmas dinner, all that.
What? I can't. I don't know how.
Don't know how?
No, I never had a Christmas.
Never what?
Miss Crawley mustn't find out. She thinks I come from a great chateau in France. Oh, what am I to say?
Becky. Never had a Christmas?
Oh, well, not like other people. Papa spent all Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in the taverns, and I with him. All I know of Christmas is songs and gin and lemon stirred round and round in a jug, set on the hob to simmer.
Oh, my love,
No Christmas?
Oh, it tasted very well.
You drank the stuff?
Oh, what else was I to drink? Oh, well, yes, they did drink pots and pots of porter, but I didn't very much care for that.
How old were you?
Oh, little. And the gin made me tipsy, and I danced on the tables while the men sang and banged their mugs, keeping time. Rawdon, I can't tell your auntie that.
Dad, no. Becky, forgive my bad temper. Can you? Will you?
Oh, you know I will. No, I won't kiss you. You are horrid. Now, what am I to tell Aunt Matilda? Wait. I know.
Oh, always you know. So what will you tell her?
Miss Briggs. Ah, poor old virgin. So little to do here now. So worried she's not useful. So kind to me who've displaced her. I'll tell Miss Crawley I refuse to wound Arabella Briggs more.
How kind you are, my Becky.
Oh, no, not really. One day she may be useful to us. One never knows. We shall need friends in this house, I'm certain. And, Rawdon?
Dearest?
Why don't you kiss me?
Now, Becky, dear, the house is yours to do it as you will. With your taste and cleverness, it will be the prettiest house in Park Lane and the best Christmas dinner.
Miss Crawley,
I told Rawdon he must be here. And, oh, dear child, I surely would have invited your Gordon if only... Oh, does it pain you cruelly for me to mention his name?
I'd sooner not think of Gordon.
Are you certain he has left London?
Oh, he said if I'd not elope with him, he'd ask his commanding officer to send him to North Africa or the West Indies or Europe, for all I know, where he'll certainly be shot.
I'm sorry I mentioned him. Now, about the decorations. Already we're tardy. You must begin at once.
No, Miss Crawley.
And I want special attention paid to the mulled wine. Cook has the recipe and... Did you say no?
Please, I implore you. I feel so sorry for Miss Briggs. Has she not always done these things?
So?
Do let her feel useful again. Don't take Christmas away from her. I'll help her, of course, but let her be in charge. You couldn't give her a happier Christmas gift.
What a dear creature you are.
You will?
I will. Call to her. She only just walked past the door.
Miss Briggs, Miss Crawley wants you. Will you come, please?
Yes. Oh, what have I done? Oh, dear. I'm ever so sorry, Matilda.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Ah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
The aging virgin and the young virgin sit together planning. Oh, how Miss Briggs does vibrate with importance, whilst Rebecca has nothing to contribute. Gin and lemon simmering on the hob is not for houses in Park Lane.
Oh, Miss Becky, I do thank you, I do.
Oh, there's naught to thank me for. Oh,
there is. Matilda whispered to me how 'twas you who persuaded her to give me Christmas. Now, together, we must make lists and this.
You say what is needed and I shall write. I write very fast. When one is a governess, one learns.
Splendid, for I'm very slow. Now, let us start with decorations to be bought. Holly, ivy, mistletoe... Mm-hmm. Oh, in every window will be holly wreaths tied with red bow ribbons. Not one window will be secret.
How dressed in Christmas finery we will be.
A dozen red candles. Yeah, dozen. No, two dozen.
Two dozen.
One specially large candle to put in a front window for the stranger.
Stranger? What stranger?
Oh, dear child, you know the legend.
how the Lord Jesus may come disguised as a poor stranger? Well, surely at home you always set a candle in your window.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
Now, have you writ all that down?
I have it all.
Dear me, I must see how cook is getting on with mince pies and plum pudding. Do not let me forget on Christmas a bit of holly atop the pudding. Oh, quickly, write spices for the mulled wine. But Gilda will have her mulled wine.
If Dr. Swinnerton lets her drink it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he will. I'll persuade him myself.
Fruit. Now, let me think. Apples, dates, oranges, pears, figs. Then candied fruits of every kind.
Oh, you're making me very hungry, Miss Briggs.
Oh, I've only just begun. Right. Turkey, goose, a great joint of beef, and a suckling pig.
All of that?
Oh, yes. And maybe even partridges, if Sir Pitt sends them from the country.
Well, would I doubt it. Sir Pitt never gives anything away.
No, what else?
Sweets?
Mozzarella. That Gilda will never forgive me if I forgot. Shaped like little animals. Only one pastry shop in London makes them to suit her.
Miss Briggs, pray don't forget brandy for burning atop the plum pudding.
Almost I did, Captain Rodden. Have we listed nuts, Miss Bethany?
No.
Filberts and walnuts, Auntie's favorites.
Are you writing all down, Auntie?
Oh, every succulent word.
Chestnuts.
Yes, yes, chestnuts. What else have I forgot?
Think upon it until Miss Becky comes back.
Where am I going?
I believe Aunt Matilda wants you. I heard her bell.
I did not hear it.
You were talking of chestnuts.
Oh, you'll excuse us, please, Miss Briggs.
Of course.
I'll be back as soon as ever I can.
Oh, how sweetly Rawdon did look at her, and she at him. Or did I imagine it? No, I think not. I know not. And no bell rang. Dear me, what would Matilda say?
They grow careless, Rawdon and Becky. It is the season to be cautious, or all will be lost ere it is won. Tomorrow, dear listeners, shop before I come, or after. Your obedient and obliged servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Here's a special invitation to every woman and child who's ever appeared in a Miss Clairol advertisement, print, television, or packaging. Miss Clairol and Woman's Day Magazine cordially invite you to join us at a gala reunion to celebrate Miss Clairol's 25th anniversary. All former models, please contact Miss Clairol or Woman's Day at Box 333 PA, FDR Station, New York, New York, 10022. The search is on for former Miss Clairol models.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
The Author's Studio has been brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life. Brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
It's your husband.
Don't come in. Don't come in. I'm wrapping presents. Wait a minute. Oh, honestly. All right, you can come in.
Oh, wrapping up something for me?
Yes, I had to hide it. What do you want?
Boy, I'm certainly popular tonight. Debbie's in the den wrapping presents, and I went in to watch TV, and she screamed, "Get out of here."
Well, Debbie bought something for you. It's rather big, and she's having a hard time wrapping it up.
Uh-huh. Aunt Maggie's in the dining room, and she lets out a yell every time I try to go through to the kitchen.
Don't you have any presents to wrap?
Nope, I did all mine.
Yeah, what you mean is you had the store's gift wrap everything you bought.
Yeah, I guess that's about it.
Just as well. Where you wrap a present, it looks like something the dog had been playing with there.
I know. Wrapping gifts is not one of my talents.
I'm all out of Scott.
Aunt Maggie, and Anita. Don't come in. Close your eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Close your eyes.
All right.
Wait a minute, Bob, stick this in the closet. Yeah. Keep your eyes closed, Aunt Maggie. Mm-hmm. Wish you wouldn't all barge in on me.
Can I open my eyes now?
Yeah, of course it's clear.
Oh, goodness, Christmas is so exciting. I can hardly wait till Christmas morning.
Yeah, it seems ridiculous. Everybody spends hours and hours, days, in fact, wrapping up presents, tying pretty bows. Then Christmas morning, everything is ripped open in half an hour.
I know, and the place is a mess.
I'm out of Scotch tape, and I need a blue bow and a red bow and some red ribbon.
Now there's Debbie. Quick, kick that box under the bed, will you? Honestly, I shut myself in the bedroom to have some privacy wrapping. And you all just charge in here. All right, Debbie, what do you want, dear?
I need some tissue paper, and I need some small pieces of Christmas paper to wrap up my little things.
Well, the box over there has leftover paper from last year for little packages, and the tissue paper, what I have of it, is somewhere on the bed here.
Some of these bows look pretty tacky.
Well, make some new ones, Aunt Maggie.
Oh.
There are rolls of ribbon in the box on the dressing table bench right over there.
Oh, this tissue paper looks terrible. It's all wrinkled.
Well, it's all we have, dear. I forgot to get more. Now you'll have to iron it.
Iron it? Oh, come on.
Well, I have to, Daddy.
Do you realize how much electricity, how many kilowatts are used when you just turn on an electric iron just to press one piece of tissue?
Honey, this is no time to think of our electric bill.
And it's the music box I got for Grandma.
You're not going to be chintzy when it's for your own mother, are you?
No, my goodness.
All right. I can see I'm outvoted.
Debbie, iron those red ribbons if you're putting the iron on. Bob, dear, get the phone, will you? Please, you're not doing anything.
Do you have any gold ribbons?
Well, let me look. I'll see if there's something right here. It should be in this...
Hello?
Ribbons, let me
see. Oh, hi, Elaine.
Right here in this box, that Maggie.
All right.
She's right here. Now, hold on. It's Elaine.
Yeah, oh, honey, tell her I'll call her back or find out what she wants. I'm trying to tape the corners on this package.
Elaine, can she call you back? She's busy wrapping gifts.
No matter how hard I try to organize, I'm always busy at the last minute with a million things to do every single Christmas.
Well, it's always the way, dear. I don't see any gold ribbon at all.
Yeah.
Well,
sure, Elaine. Okay, I'll tell her. Oh. Yeah. Bye-bye. She's coming over.
Aunt Maggie, what, dear?
Elaine's coming over.
Right.
I thought you and your girlfriends decided you weren't exchanging gifts this year.
We did.
Well, she's coming over with something for you.
What did she say?
That's what she said. She said she knew you were busy, and she won't stay but a minute, but she's dropping over with something for Christmas. Well, now, you don't glare at me. That's what she said.
I have nothing for her. Nothing. We agreed we wouldn't exchange.
Well, if you agreed, then I don't think you need to worry about it. If Elaine wants to give you something anyhow, after all, that's the spirit of Christmas. Giving, not exchanging.
Well, that's all very well, but Elaine is giving me something. I have to have something for her.
Well, we always have exchanged with them, haven't we?
Dear, but this year we've decided not to.
Well, you're closer to Elaine than some of the others. Maybe she thought it didn't apply to you.
When is she coming over?
She said she'd be over shortly.
Oh, like ever.
Well, you don't have to hand her something right now.
Well, yes, I do. It's the way we've always done it. She drops over with her gift, and I hand her one, or I've dropped over there, and she hands me mine. Always. If I don't have something for her now, then she'll know.
Give her the ice bucket you got for Faye and Manny.
Oh, no, Aunt Maggie. I paid $22 for that. That's hardly a little something for Christmas.
Well, how about an ashtray?
Neither of them smoke. Anyhow, what ashtray?
No. I'm just making suggestions.
Doesn't help to suggest things we don't have. We can't run out and shop in 10 minutes.
I got some bath powder for Dorothy. You can have that, and I can pick up some more tomorrow when I'm in town.
Did you get bath powder for your sister again?
What, did I get it last year, too?
Oh, honey, you always get Dorothy bath powder. Said she was beginning to wonder if you were trying to tell her something.
Oh, for Pete's
sake. Never mind that now. What are you going to give Elaine? If you have to have it wrapped by the time she gets here.
I know. I'm trying to think. If I give her something I got for somebody else in the family, that means I'll have to go into town tomorrow, and I thought I had my shopping done. Mm. Really, you know, it makes me kind of mad at Elaine. It really does.
Give her the ice bucket. I don't see that you have much choice.
Oh, I paid $22 for that. It's hardly a little something.
Well, what else do you have, dear? I agree with Bob. I can't see that you have any choice.
$22? I mean, Elaine and I have never spent that much.
That is
never.
Hardly the Christmas spirit.
What about those Christmas candles I bought? I got 3 just for emergencies like this. What did I do with those?
Those candles were on sale for $3 a piece, and I must say they look it. They're not very pretty. You got carried away because they were on sale.
That's true.
Elaine has always given us something nice, and I know you. If you don't give her something decent, you're going to be sorry.
All right. We'll give them the ice bucket. Don't even have it wrapped. Aunt Maggie, find some pretty paper.
You better step on it. She said she'd be right over.
Wait a minute. The paper doesn't reach. It doesn't reach,
all
dear.
All right.
Well, don't start slapping at the gas Scotch tape when it doesn't reach on this side. Debbie, bring me that tissue paper you just ironed. Hurry up,
what
dear.
What kind of a bow do you want on it?
What's going on? What are you all racing around for?
After we agreed not to exchange, Elaine phoned to say she was dropping over with something. Here, give me the tissue paper. I have to tuck it around the ice bucket. Inside here. Hurry up, dear.
But that's the only tissue paper we have, and I need it for Grandma's
present. Debbie, I don't have time to argue. We'll get more tissue paper tomorrow for Grandma's present. Now, really, I'm just kind of burned up at Elaine, you know, doing this to me.
No. Really. Here's some longer paper. Try this.
All right, hurry up. Where are the scissors?
Here. I'll cut it. Hold it still now.
Right. Don't you want to write a card or something?
No, I won't need a card if I just hand it to her. She knows it's from us.
Okay, set the box on it, and I'll get it taped on
this
car.
There's a car. It's pulled up in the driveway.
Hurry up. Fold the paper neatly, dear.
To heck with neatly. Let's just get it wrapped.
Scotch tape.
Here. It's all stuck to my fingers. I'll pull it off.
Stick it right here. I've got it folded.
Present looks like something a child has too wrapped up. Oh, dear.
Go to the door. You two go to the door. I'll finish. I'll just put some red yarn around it and tie a bow on it. Go on.
All right. Honestly, $22 ice.
Well, never mind that. Now get the door.
All right. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Peg. I know you're busy, so I won't stay. I just dropped by with Sonny.
What?
Oh, close the door, will you, before I take the blanket off Kate?
What's that?
It's Elaine's parrot.
You did remember, didn't you, that you were taking Sonny for Christmas?
Yes, of course. I mean, of course we'll look after him. Of course we will.
Oh, we'll be back Friday sometime, but I just couldn't leave him alone until then.
No, of course not. That's fine.
Well, now, dear, I've written down the directions for his food and water and all that, and here's the bag for his food. And
fine.
Well, it's all right here. No, you be Mommy's good little boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's scolding me because I'm leaving him. Carrots is so smart. He'll calm down after a while.
Sure.
Now I've got to dance back. Carl wants to leave tonight instead of tomorrow. That's why I had to rush over.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot. And Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, Elaine. And to Carl, too.
Yes, I should say.
Wait a moment. Oh, my goodness, Peg.
Yeah, Aunt Maggie, never mind. Dear, Elaine's not staying.
Oh, good heavens. It's such a rush. I forgot to wish your Aunt Maggie a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Aunt Maggie. You were in such a rush. Peg forgot your present. I just happened to see it on the table.
Dear, Aunt Maggie, my present? We weren't exchanging this year. We all agreed we were not going to exchange.
I know, but... Bob said, well, Elaine and Carl, you know, been so nice to us.
But we all agreed. I feel terrible. I have nothing for you.
Well, it doesn't matter, Elaine. Take it and Merry Christmas. Have a nice time at your folks, and we'll look after Sonny. Now, don't worry, for goodness sake.
Well, thank you, but, I feel terrible. Just awful. Go on now.
And Merry Christmas to Carl, too.
Well, goodbye. I'll see you Friday.
Yes, you will, Elaine.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
I don't understand.
Well, I think I do. Elaine said she was bringing Sonny, their parrot, over for Christmas, and Bob thought she said she was bringing over something for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sonny sounded like something.
Oh,
I didn't know we were keeping that parrot over Christmas.
Well, I knew. I forgot to tell you. I forgot myself to tell you the truth.
We have to listen to that for 3 days?
Oh, he'll calm down. Oh, boy, Elaine's mad at me now. Wait till she opens the box and finds we gave her a really nice ice bucket.
Well, I'm sorry.
She'll be even madder. Now, what can I get Fan Manny to replace the ice bucket I got for them? I'll have to be in town tomorrow. I thought I had my shopping done. It just went through.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet. the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast! Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
I think that's everything, Betsy.
This time tomorrow, you'll be back in Burtonsville.
Well, when I came up here, I certainly didn't think I'd be here until Christmas.
I'm going to miss you, Aunt Cora.
Well, I'll miss you too, honey. But your Uncle Zeb's been getting kind of lonesome.
It's funny, but I never think of grown-ups as being lonely.
Everybody is from time to time. And look, any time you want to talk, you just pick up the phone and call me.
I will, Aunt Cora.
Now, I didn't wrap this up because it's not really a Christmas present. It's something I've been meaning to give you all along.
That's your cameo pin.
Well, now it's yours. It was Mama's before I had it. She wore it always. Papa gave it to her when they were married.
Oh, Aunt Cora, it's lovely.
There. What looks real good on you.
I have something for you, too. It's something I made.
For goodness sake, you want me to open it now?
If you want to.
Oh, it's lovely. And what a beautiful blue.
It's the first thing I've ever crocheted.
It's just what I've been needing.
Well, you said you were feeling the draft, and I thought you'd like a shawl.
Oh, Betsy, that's so thoughtful of you. Well, how does it look?
Fine. You know, shawls are very in now.
Well, I've always felt being warm was in.
Well, I see you're all packed.
And look what Betsy gave me.
My, that is nice.
She made it.
Why, Betsy, I didn't know you could crochet.
And look what Aunt Cora gave me.
Why, that's Mama's pen.
Well, I thought Betsy should have it. I think Mama would have liked it that way.
I'm sure she would.
Mom, can I go with you when you drive Aunt Cora to the train?
Well, of course you can.
I've got some more wrapping to do, so I'll be in my room.
Cora, that certainly was nice of you to give Betsy Mama's pen.
Well, I think she got to know what Mama was like, and it just seemed right for her to have something to remember her by.
Oh, Cora, I'm going to miss you so much.
Well, look, why don't you all plan to come and visit this summer?
We'll see. Marsh can't get away from the hospital very easily.
You know, things seem a little better for you, too.
Oh, everything's a little better around the holidays.
He's a good man, Ginger, and he needs cherishing.
He knows I love him.
Well, let him really know it. Nobody can go for very long without hearing good things about themselves.
I do worry about him, though.
Do you think you have reason to?
But just the other day, he was having lunch with Angela Fairchild, and Betsy was with them, too.
I know. Betsy told me how it happened, and nothing was on purpose. It wasn't like they had a date at all.
Oh, if I could just believe that.
Ginger, you can make yourself believe anything you want to believe. I just wish you'd pick and choose a little better, that's all.
Things have been so much easier for me with you here. I have someone to talk to.
You know, maybe if you got out and did things, you wouldn't spend so much time thinking.
When Betsy goes off to school, I'm here all the time.
Speaking of Betsy going to school, do you still want to send her away to a private school?
Well, I talked to Marsh about it, and he doesn't want her to go away.
Well, you may be right, Ginger.
I think it's for her good.
Have you talked to Betsy about it?
Not yet.
Well, if it's supposed to be for her good, she has to want to go.
I thought maybe after the holidays.
Oh, Ginger, you have a lovely home, a fine husband, a really wonderful daughter, everything you've always wanted.
I know. But I didn't know I wouldn't be happy with it.
Nobody can make you happy, Ginger. It's up to you. You have to do that for yourself.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Julie, I haven't had dentist in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shuffle kick. 5 minutes, Ross. Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
Angela, I thought you were going to be on duty tonight.
I was, but the children's Christmas party is something I wouldn't want to miss.
Oh, yes, that is an event.
Oh, Marsh, could I see you for a minute?
Of course. In my office?
Fine. Oh, Ellie, could you take over?
Oh, sure, Angela.
Well, Angela, how's Jennifer doing at home?
Oh, very well. As a matter of fact, as soon as she got home, she seemed much better.
Uh-huh. Does she have any memory of what happened to her?
It seems a little vague. She knows she went through the ice and almost drowned, but by now she's heard so much she can't tell if she's recalling the whole thing or repeating what she's heard about it.
She doesn't have an emotional problem.
Well, she seems a little afraid of the dark, but that's understandable.
Oh, yeah, sure. How's her mother?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh? Is she having any symptoms?
Nothing that anyone's noticed. Right now, Emily's so busy with Christmas and with Jennifer that a symptom wouldn't have a chance.
Angela, what are you worried about?
I don't quite know, Marsh. I've tried to get an answer from Jason, but I got nothing.
He's probably got nothing to tell you.
I don't think so. Marsh, are you going to get after Dr. Szabo?
Oh, you don't get after a consulting neurosurgeon, Angela.
Well, I don't know why not. You asked him for his opinion on Emily, and he should give it to you.
I told you he was checking everything very carefully.
Well, I think Jason is worried about something. I bet I know what it is.
Oh? What do you think it is?
He thinks Szabo may have bad news, and he's afraid to find out. So it's going to be up to you, Marsh. You must be able to see what this is doing to Jason.
Did you get all the boxes, honey?
All the ones marked tree trimmings, Mom.
And hand me the scissors, will you,
dear?
There. That's a very merry bow, don't you think?
Uh-huh. I'll put the wreath on the door, okay?
Oh, let's save that for your father. He usually likes to do it.
You know, I'm sorry Aunt Cora went home, but it's really nice anyway. Just us.
You really think that?
Sure. Hey, I'll string the popcorn and cranberries, just like Aunt Cora and you did when you were little.
Well, that'll be nice. Next year, let's get a whole tree, you know, root and all, and then we can plant it when Christmas is over.
Hey, that's neat. We could do it every year.
Well, 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 the spirits of Christmas.
Daddy, we didn't hear you come in.
I came in the back way.
Well. Hello, dear.
Hi.
Hi.
Ooh, say, that is some tree. Even undecorated, it's impressive.
We're going to decorate it after dinner.
Well, don't we always?
And here's the front door wreath.
Oh, Ginger, that is a beauty. Well, not much left for me to do.
Cora left today.
I know.
Look what she gave me, Daddy.
Oh, that's her cameo pin.
It belonged to Mama.
That's just like Cora, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mom, I'll start dinner. You and Daddy can check over the ornaments.
Hmm. Ah, you know, Ginger, we're all going to miss Cora. Maybe Betsy the most.
They certainly got along well, didn't they?
Yeah, you know what I think? Betsy really enjoyed hearing about your childhood. Now, why did she have to get the story from Cora?
I don't know, Marsh. I think Cora remembers all the good times, and, well, it wasn't that way for me.
Even now, honey, in thinking back?
I remember one Christmas when we were so poor I couldn't take a gift to my teacher. And Mama stayed up late the night before and baked a raisin pie for me to take to her so I would have a gift.
Oh. You never told me that.
I guess there are a lot of things I could have told you and I didn't.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Heaven to Hold features Larry Haynes as Jason, Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marsh, Patricia Wheel as Angela, and Sherita Bauer as Ginger. Also appearing was Shelley Bruce. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Mary Dornheim, music supervisor John Anthony, and brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Ken Rupp. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.